Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to the D-Lloyd NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and today is your episode for Wednesday, October 24th. Now, only three games was played last night, one of which we seen Blake Griffin go off for a total of 50 points in the overtime victory against the Philadelphia 76ers. But before that, we want to talk about Rajon Rondo, who actually spoke to the media yesterday about Spitgate, or the whole fight incident that happened last Saturday in Staples Center between him and Chris Paul. Now, Rajon Rondo, to me, made a pretty good argument against the fact that he could have spit, at least on purpose, on Chris Paul. And basically, while addressing the media, he said, "This is the only time I'm going to address this. I had a mouthpiece in my mouth and I was exasperated because I was going to tell him to get the F out of here. Look at my body language in the video. My hands are on my hips. I turn away for a second. Look at Eric Gordon. Look at Melo in the video. If they see me spit, they would have turned their face to something. They had no reaction." End quote. And I'm not going to lie, that is a pretty valid argument. When you look at the fight again, nobody's seen Rajon Rondo spit. Nobody's seen him, you know, take a step forward, take a step back, or really have any reaction at all. Yes, we've seen the video of something flying out of his mouth. He was wearing a mouthpiece at the time also. So maybe he does have a valid argument. But then he also went on to talk about Chris Paul a little bit and saying that him being a good guy is a myth, and he's sick and tired of that myth of Chris Paul being a quote-unquote good guy. That looked like it could have been up for debate. But then a former teammate of both Rajon Rondo and Chris Paul, Ryan Hollins, he had to come out and he said he had some growing up to do when he was talking about Chris Paul. Everything that glitters ain't gold. So it looked like he sided on the side of Rajon Rondo, saying that Chris Paul isn't the best teammate. We know Chris Paul had friction with former teammates and Blake Griffin. We know he wasn't a huge fan of Chris Paul. Clearly, they got into the fight, almost got into a fight back stage last year when they played the Clippers. So clearly, he's not a huge fan of him. We know DeAndre Jordan isn't a huge fan either of playing with Chris Paul. And then Broussard on Fox Sports 1, he texted some people from the Clippers organization to ask them, while he was in LA, was he a good teammate? And they said no. So it looks like there's a lot of people not really enjoying playing with Chris Paul. Chris Paul does have a great image. He has that image like he's a good guy. He has the image like he's a great teammate. He's going to pass you the ball. But it looks like a lot of people aren't huge fans of Chris Paul. Now, does that excuse Rajon Rondo from spitting on him if he did, in fact, do it purposely? No, that is absolutely unacceptable. You do not spit on anybody, regardless of the situation, at least in my opinion. Now, it is up for debate whether or not it was on purpose or not. After hearing Rondo, I feel like maybe it was truly an accident, something that just happened. I don't think it was intentional. But at the same time, Chris Paul felt like he got spit on, I will probably react the same way. So, not really blaming anybody for everything that has happened. But it did open your eyes a little bit to Chris Paul as a teammate, and people start questioning whether or not he is a good one or not. Glenn Davis, he sided with Rajon Rondo as well. He played with both. He said that, yes, Rajon Rondo is right. Chris Paul was a very bad teammate. So it seems like a lot of people have his back on this one. When you look at past actions from other players that Chris Paul played with, it also seems like this could very well be the case, that he just has a very, very great image. And that image is kind of carrying him. But as an actual teammate, Chris Paul may not be the best teammate to play for in the world. But regardless of the situation, they both got off light with a suspension. I thought both of them were going to be suspended way longer than two games for Chris Paul and three games for Rajon Rondo. I think they both got off lightly here. And that is definitely a good thing. You always want to see them back on the court. Like I said, really wasn't a lot of news, wasn't any transactions at all that happened yesterday, but there was three games that happened. The first one that we're going to be talking about, of course, we have to talk about Blake Griffin defeating the Philadelphia 76ers. He had 50 points in a 133-132 victory in overtime against Philly, a game I thought Philadelphia will win. Joel Embiid, he did his thing. He had 33 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. He would not stop talking to Andre Drummond. He says that he feels like he has real estate in the head, in the mind of Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond didn't have a great game yesterday. He was had 14 points, had 16 rebounds. We know he's going to get his rebounds, but he was 6 of 20 shooting from the field. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. And repeatedly, Joel Embiid kept going at Andre Drummond, saying that you cannot guard me. The Philadelphia 76ers did play without Ben Simmons due to that back issue. We don't know exactly how long Ben Simmons will be out, but he did not play yesterday. Markelle Fultz surprisingly had a pretty decent shooting night. 6 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point line. So he has now made 2 3-pointers this season. He had 13 points. He has 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 turnovers in 21 minutes. But J.J. Redick absolutely went off. Same situation. Didn't start the game. Started in the second half. Had 30 points, knocking down 6 of 15 from the three-point line, 9 of 21 from the field, 6 rebounds, 6 assists in 37 minutes of play. It was really just J.J. Redick and Joel Embiid last night. Robert Covington had a decent game with 16 points. Dario Saric, he had a good game as well with 14 points. But Embiid, he looked very, very good. I thought Philly would win this one, but regardless, Blake Griffin was not going to be denied last night. 50 points. I believe he had 20 points in the second quarter, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. He was 20 of 35 shooting, knocked down 5 threes. 5 of 10. So that myth about Blake Griffin only being able to score on dunks, he definitely debunked that last night, knocking down 5 3-pointers. Only 5 of 11 from the free throw line, so you want that to be a little bit higher. But Blake Griffin was all over the place. He showed his array of nice low post moves that he has. He was knocking down threes. He was passing the ball. He was rebounding the ball. He looked very, very solid last night. Reggie Jackson had 23 points. Perfect from the free throw line, 66 from the free throw line, knocked down 3 threes as well. Only 3 assists, 3 rebounds, but you don't expect Reggie Jackson to get a ton of assists. And then Ish Smith off of the bench, he had 21 points in 33 minutes of gameplay. Like I said, the Pistons, they're now 3-0. I did not expect them to actually win last night, but they did defeat Philly. Philly is now 2-2 on the season. Now the next game, the New Orleans Pelicans taking on the LA Clippers. I actually wanted to see this game. This was a game I wanted to see exactly where the Clippers stood and where the Pelicans stood. Pelicans 2-0 coming into the game. Clippers 2-1, but the Clippers have been playing very, very good basketball. However, the Pelicans came out on top 116-109. And when you look at this one, it's still the same scenario. The front court really holding things down for New Orleans. Anthony Davis had 34 points, 13 rebounds, only 2 assists in this one, but he did contribute 5 blocks. Went to the free throw line, shot 15 free throws as well. Nikola Mirotic, 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 30 minutes of play. And then still coming off of the bench, but giving you very, very solid and productive minutes. He had Julius Randle, 22 minutes of play, 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. He ended up fouling out, however, with 6 fouls, but 5 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, made all 7 of his free throw attempts. They held it down. Elfrid Payton, he also helped out a little bit. It's rare that we see the backcourt helping out for the Pelicans. Maybe they can start getting into a rhythm. Elfrid Payton had 20 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, knocked down to his only 3-point attempt shot, 7 of 11, so very effective. Jrue Holiday struggled shooting, to say the least. Did not knock down the 3-pointer. Was only 2 of 15 from the field, only finished with 8 points, but he did have a total of 9 assists. So finally some help from the backcourt for the Pelicans. As for the Clippers, still a very underrated team in my opinion. Tobias Harris has been showing out all season long. He did the same thing last night. 26-9 was the stat sheet from Tobias Harris, but he did a lot of things that didn't show up in the box score. I thought he played a really, really solid game in 38 minutes. Gallinari, he contributed 24 points, knocked down all 7 of his free throws for the LA Clippers. I think they'll definitely bounce back. But it was a good game to watch, and two teams who have been outperforming their expectations to start off the season. Then the final game last night, really wasn't much of a game. The Denver Nuggets defeated the Sacramento Kings 126-112. It was a blowout. The game was even worse than the final score shows. The Sacramento Kings end up scoring a lot of points in garbage time, but the Nuggets definitely ran away with this one. They're 4-0, still undefeated. The Sacramento Kings fall to 1-3. Like I said, Iman Shumpert didn't have that great game like he did the night before. Only 12 points, kind of came back to reality. Marvin Bagley, he had 20-9, a great game, 9 of 11 shooting. But you have to remember, a lot of those points came in garbage time when a lot of the backups were in for the Denver Nuggets. De'Aaron Fox struggled shooting, only had 6 points, 4 assists, knocked down 2 of his 8 shot attempts. Really not a lot of positives to take away from the Sacramento Kings. On the other side with the Denver Nuggets, they balled, especially the starters. They didn't play a ton of minutes. Jokic, only 23 minutes. He had 14 points, though, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. So he was on his way for a fantastic stat sheet. There's no doubt in my mind he probably would have finished around 20, 15, and 10 if he would have played 30-plus minutes. But he had a very solid game, a limited time. But remember, they were blowing out the Kings from the jump. They weren't going to play a lot of minutes. Paul Millsap only played 22. He had 15-5. Harris had 18. Jamal Murray had 19 points as well. So everybody kind of did what they were supposed to do, and they end up coming out with the victory. Now tonight, we have a total of 11 games. So a lot of games going on tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. You have the two rookies. You have the Dallas Mavericks and the Atlanta Hawks. It's going to be a good one. Luka Doncic against Trae Young. How are they going to fare? This is both of their fourth games in the league so far. I have the Dallas Mavericks winning this one. Trae Young went off the other night for 30-plus points. I don't see it happening against the Dallas Mavericks. I think Luka Doncic has a double-double. I think he has a near triple-double in this one. He has been impressing me a lot so far this season. I think the Dallas Mavericks come away with that victory. At 7 still, you have the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Both teams have been struggling. They're in Cleveland, and I may regret this, but I'm going to go with Cleveland winning their first game against the Brooklyn Nets at home. Like I said, they're 0-3. The Nets are 1-2. I just give them that slight advantage because they are in Cleveland. Maybe the fans can help them carry out a victory in this one. At 7:30, you have the New York Knicks taking on the Miami Heat. Easily have the Miami Heat winning this one. It could be a double-digit game. Yes, both have a losing record. I just think the Heat are a better team. No Kevin Knox still for the New York Knicks. At 7:30, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Toronto Raptors. I give this one to the Toronto Raptors. They have been looking very, very good. Still 4-0. A lot of the wins still at home, however. But I think they will win this one against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jimmy Butler should play, but I still think Toronto will get the victory. At 8 p.m. Eastern, you have the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. Bulls looking for the first win. And I don't think they get it tonight. I think Zach LaVine is going to show up. He's averaging 32 points a game this season. I just think Kemba Walker may be a little too much for the Bulls. I have them winning this one. It's going to be close, but I have the Charlotte Hornets winning this one in Chicago. 8 o'clock, you also have the Utah Jazz taking on the Houston Rockets. Rockets, final game without Chris Paul. I have them losing this one to the Utah Jazz. Both teams have been struggling. Both teams, I think, are in the top tier teams in the Western Conference. But they're both sitting with a 1-2 record. They're in Houston. I just think the Utah Jazz win this one without Chris Paul being in the lineup. So the Rockets could be looking at a 1-3 record if they end up losing this one. At 8:30, you have the Indiana Pacers taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Have the San Antonio Spurs winning this one. The Pacers been very inconsistent so far this season. I think that definitely continues playing in San Antonio. At 9:30, you have the Philadelphia 76ers right back in action on ESPN taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. And I have the Bucks and Giannis being too much for Philly. Ben Simmons looks like he won't be playing again tonight. If that is the case, Milwaukee will win this one. I say they'll win this one about 7 or 8 points tonight. At 10 o'clock Eastern, you have the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Sacramento Kings. Both teams have been struggling, but I think Memphis comes into Sacramento. They come into Golden 1 Center and they come out with a very, very close win. The Lakers, also at 10, take on the Phoenix Suns. Could this be the first win for LeBron James in a Lakers uniform? I think it will happen tonight in Phoenix. I have them winning. Still no Brandon Ingram. Still no Rajon Rondo. But Kyle Kuzma playing his natural position in the starting lineup, getting the opportunities to get points. It wouldn't surprise me if Kyle Kuzma has another game where he goes over 30 points. I think they win this one against the Phoenix Suns. Then the final game tonight at 10:30 Eastern, the Washington Wizards travel to Oracle Arena to take on the Golden State Warriors. Wizards, they have all the talent in the world. They just cannot seem to get everything to go together. They typically play to the level of their competition. So I do think they will initially play a good game against Golden State. I think Golden State has too much for them, though. They end up winning this one and probably pull away late, and they can win this one by double digits. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. As always, if you would like to stay connected, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. And if you would like to stay up to date and all the latest news, transactions, and rumors around the National Basketball Association, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel at DLloydNBA. Still trying to make that push for 30,000 subscribers. So every subscription definitely helps, and I appreciate it a lot. It was great talking to you today. Like I said, reach out to me on Twitter if you have any comments about stuff we talked about the show, especially about Chris Paul, this entire situation. We will be back tomorrow to discuss all these 11 games and any other news update that happens throughout the day. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Peace.